For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Today we're turning up the heat as we dive into the world of barbecuing with some experts in the industry. Barbecuing has become more than just a cooking method. It's a craft, a passion, and for many, a booming business. Joining me today to talk about this great subject, very close to my heart, is John Relihan of Pitt Brothers. Also joining us is Ali Dunworth, who's a food writer, and David Ulka is the sales and brand ambassador for Barbecue for You. You're all very welcome to the program. John, I'm going to start with you. I mentioned the word passion. I mentioned the word craft. You're a man who's been immersed in all things charcoal for many years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us your story.
So basically, back in 2004, I moved to London to work with Jamie Oliver there at a restaurant called 15. But through that time, I kind of worked at another restaurant called Barbacoa in London, which was actually run by Jamie and a guy called Adam Perry Lang.
Right.
When you talk about passion, these two guys have the world of passion. So I picked up an awful lot of stuff from APL, Adam Perry Lang, on how to cook meat, how to respect it, you know, use the best produce you can get, look after the farmers, look after the butcher, and use that meat on top of a grill, use an amazing charcoal, basting it, and how to finish it off for a person to eat it.
Yeah.
And I absolutely fell in love with it. But this weekend, like, we're at the big grill festival. Of course, myself, Pip Rose, is there. We got beautiful steak over the fire with charred frites, bacon jam burger. We got pulled pork that slow cooks for like 12 hours mixed with my sauce. So yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah.
Love it.
And in terms of you've built up your own knowledge, but if we look at somewhere like the States,
yeah,
where barbecuing is almost regionalized, yeah, like it's different in Georgia to Florida to Texas, all these styles. So,
yeah,
you know, I presume you learn your trade as you go along.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're looking at America, America's amazing place, amazing barbecue. Every state is different. Within every state, every town, every village is different.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own way. But through my years of cooking, I've kind of learned my own way with a little hint of Irish to it. So some things that I do, people might say, that's not very barbecue. Well, I look at barbecue and fire cooking more around the world.
Yeah.
So, like, last December, I traveled to Brazil for, it was 2 weeks on work. I'd done many cities from São Paulo to Curitiba to Brasilia. They have a different style of cooking on fire. And that was amazing.
Right.
So I look at America, Brazil, South America, Asia,
yeah,
and
yeah,
get
yeah,
influenced by every culture.
Wonderful.
Around the world.
Let's bring in our next guest, Ali Dunworth. Ali, you're a food writer, you're a blogger, you're also involved in the Big Grill. What about your own relationship with barbecue, Ali?
Yeah, I suppose I always barbecued, but got more into it when I started working on the Big Grill, I think in 2016, and I met Andy Noonan, and I suppose discovered working with him the difference between what I thought was barbecue and what barbecue that we're talking about today really is. And the low and slow cooking and live fire cooking, and like discovered that whole other world. And it takes a little while to learn it, but like once you've figured it out and get the basics, kind of won't turn your back on it. You never go back to gas, I don't think.
Yeah. And isn't the other great thing about barbecuing and all things low and slow is that you're outside. That's a huge part of the experience for me. You're actually outside, you're on a fine day, and the food is a bonus.
Yeah, and you can be out, you know, there's a lot more chefs, I suppose, cooking barbecue indoors these days, but like that idea of the outdoor barbecue, like it's not all about the food. It is about the conviviality and the experience and the day in the garden as well. So it is brilliant. But like in Ireland, I suppose you're cooking outside. It's not always the most fun times. And like I'll do it in the winter time as well. So you do have to be prepared for all eventualities.
Yeah, I've been out many times with my umbrella there over, but it's worth doing. Let's talk to David Ulka, sales and brand ambassador for Barbecue for You and the Kamada Bono Grills. David, your business is, I suppose, selling the hardware and associated products. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, my story started in 2017, I think. I got the bug when the World Championships were held down in Limerick. Went down there, bought my first American offset. Within a year, I had a barbecue team going. I was contacted then by Kamada Bono to be their sales and brand ambassador, because we won the right to go to the World Championship in Tennessee.
How did we get on?
Not so well. European teams don't do very well at American championships. They have their own flavour profile. And we were very new to all this competition side of barbecuing. We basically arrived over there with our suitcase, a set of knives and a few seasonings. We had to get the grill sponsored, because looking for sponsorship at the time in Ireland was almost impossible,
right?
Because it wasn't a big thing. Like, you know, we were going to the World Championships, three of us, suitcases. No flags or anything like that at the airport, no support, even coming home. So the way I look at it, we beat 10 other grandmasters who qualified to be at the World Championships. So we did okay for a first time out. And after that, my journey started with Kamada Bono, who have been listed now as twice in the Financial Times as being the fastest growing company in Europe.
Lithuanian company, is it?
Lithuanian company, yeah, but it's a European company. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's not an American based company. So all their grills and everything, very good quality. I'm not going to push them now too much. And then I run a Facebook group called Discover Barbecue Ireland, which is what we offer with Kamada Bono. We're not a faceless company. So once an ambassador has been set up in the country that they're starting to sell, they want to educate you on how to use it. So
yeah,
I have about 6,500 followers on Facebook. Lots of recipes, lots of tips, lots of tricks. It's not just limited to ceramic grills. We welcome anybody in there and try and help and advise people.
Yeah.
This. So yeah, and we're trying now very hard. We have a festival in Mullingar every year on the bank holiday August. It's called Clarefest in honor of one of our friends that died. It's not actually held in Clare, it's held in Mullingar every year. And we are trying now to promote competition barbecue cooking.
Right.
So we had our first Irish Open Barbecue Championship in Mullingar there, bank holiday gone by. And we had 9 teams compete,
yeah,
which was very good.
I was going to ask you about that, and I'm sure you have a view on this, John, about, I suppose, the competitive landscape of barbecue competitions. We're not kind of there yet, are we?
We're not there yet. I mean, in England, I've just come back from the British Open Barbecue Championship, where we compete every year as part of the Kamada Bono team. It's a big thing in England. They travel. It's about the community. That's what I want to promote as well. And that was always my passion, to get it out on Facebook, to get the, like you said, it's a day out in the garden. You know, it's people getting together, having a drink, not waiting for a ping or an oven to go off or the doorbell to ring that there's you know, takeaway. And, you know, if it takes 10 or 20 minutes or an hour longer to cook your meat, who cares? You're having a beer, you're outside, so it's you know.
It's all about patience, John, isn't it?
It is.
Low and slow. Patience. But flavour as well, the flavour that one gets from, you know, the marinades, the rubs, firstly, then the process actually of cooking.
Yeah.
To me, it's...
Well, that's the thing about the Facebook group. Years ago in Ireland, I remember it well, when you lit a barbecue, when I was younger, you couldn't see the place with smoke. I mean, we had sausages that were 30% meat and 70% fat, and it was the same with the burgers. You know, it was smoke signals that was being sent out. So the food quality in Ireland has improved. The rubs and sauces obviously have improved. And, you know, people are, once they buy a barbecue, years ago it was used once or twice because of the weather and the lack of knowledge of how to cook over open fire.
Yeah.
Now it's becoming more and more and more. And since COVID, I think the whole barbecue scene has exploded because people were sitting at home and had to invest in their back garden.
John, I bought a smoker a couple of years ago and I have to say I found it reasonably challenging in terms of, I had a couple of disasters, which I think is, again, how you learn. I remember my beef brisket was an absolute disaster, but I learned from it. And I love the fact that if you can have something on for 12 hours and you only need to kind of look at it every hour and a half, that ultimately you can have something that is just worth the wait.
It's magical because, as you said there before, you can sit outside on a chair and you can smell the smoke. And now at the Big Grill Festival, and I'll probably hold you to one now, Bobby. I'm on the road next week and the week after doing my deliveries around Ireland, so I would love to come to your house and cook you a brisket, but let you cook it and teach you how to do it.
You'd be very welcome.
And then you can tell the listeners how you done it and how easy it was and how much you enjoyed it. I think it's just the kick little start of understanding the fire control, the temperature, understanding the meat, how much fat is in the meat, and how you're doing it. If you're going to the Big Grill this weekend, you will see so many people at the Big Grill, so many talented chefs from Reina to there's so many, like all around. There's so many little serving so many beautiful food cooked over fire with so many different instruments. Yeah. It's a showcase.
Yeah, and Herbert Park is a lovely place for such an event. Ali, I'll let you do the plug for the Big Grill. It was on yesterday. How was yesterday? It's on today and it's on tomorrow.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, I think when we're talking about, like the lads were mentioning there, barbecue increasing in Ireland and being more interested, like the festival has grown along with that. And like from the beginning when I first started, you had a lot, some homegrown talent, but they got a lot of lads over from America, from the UK. And now, like, the lineup is so diverse, loads of homegrown talent, loads more women grilling, and it's brilliant. And, like, the range of food is incredible. I always say to people, get there early. All the menus are up online, so have a look before you go what you want to eat, because you can't possibly get around to everything. But have a little hit list and try something from everybody. So it's on, again, 2 sessions today and then 1 session tomorrow. And yeah, the weather's looking good as well. But I mean, I was there Thursday. It was drizzly. It didn't matter. Like, everyone's still barbecuing, even if it's raining. So we're still eating and drinking, even when it's having a little bit of rain.
And was yesterday a good day? Were the numbers good?
Yeah, yesterday was a great day. Friday's always brilliant because you get that, Thursday, like a little warm up, but Friday is that after work crowd, and then you've got the families in. Saturday and Sunday are really important for families, and it's great to see like kids come in. And haven't done it for years, there's kids that come every year and we recognize them, and they've kind of get more adventurous every time they come, and that's brilliant.
John, what would you say to somebody who maybe is considering of buying a barbecue, maybe getting into it, and who's maybe skirted with it but wants to get serious about it?
Yeah, absolutely.
What advice would you give them?
Number one, speak to David over here. Number two, look, there's loads of content on, YouTube that shows you how to do it. But one of the key things is go to a local butcher, ask them for a small cut, whether it's a burger or a sausage, just cook it. Understand the quality of the charcoal, number one. Yeah. So there's a couple of really good charcoals out there. One is Fugo, which is a really good natural charcoal. Don't buy the cheap stuff online. It gives off too many fumes. So get Fugo or get a good wood charcoal. There are two really good companies that make good charcoal. So you have good quality charcoal. Go to a local butcher, support them, pick up a nice piece of meat, take it easy, cook a nice steak on the fire, and then advance onto something more like your brisket or your pork shoulder or your chicken and be adventurous. Just enjoy it and have fun.
And David, in terms of lighting the coals, you don't need to use the fire lighters anymore because they've got these wonderful hair dryers and there's all sorts of things now.
Well, it's down to personal preference. Yeah. It's still like throwing in the fire lighters and just waiting for the fire to light naturally. So we have the loof lighters and stuff like that. There's so many gadgets now that you can buy as well, with thermometers that you can basically go to the pub, if you want and adjust your grill temperature over your phone. It's just,
yeah.
You know. But these gadgets, I think they sort of fall by the wayside when you gain experience. I mean, I just have a finishing thermometer now. I rarely use a thermometer in the grill anymore. You know your times. You get to know your grill.
That's exactly it. Just like knowing your oven, you know your grill, you know. And you'll know, as I was very honest about my mistakes, you learn by your mistakes.
That's the fun part. Yeah. Posting on Facebook and on social media, if you can take a good picture, you can fool people. I'm being honest now. You know, sometimes I've had serious disasters. I mean, just they tasted terrible. The meat was overcooked. But it'll still take a good picture and you can show people, oh, well, this is what it looked like and it looks very tasty, but
it
ended up in the bin.
Ali, have you had any barbecue disasters?
I'm very lucky in that, like, if I'm having a disaster, I can ring Andy or John. I have experts in my pocket.
On speed dial.
And they'll talk me back down from it. But when you're talking about gadgets there, I've talked to you a couple of times about barbecue and the turkey, and I swear by having a thermometer. Like, so you can just, that it adds that level of confidence to know that something is cooked through. And also the gloves.
Yeah.
The heat-proof gloves. You can, just get those gloves, they're maybe like 20 quid, and move things around in the barbecue if you need to.
Yeah.
So I swear by those tools. Having people to ask.
Just put that to John. Actually, one of my recent purchases is a gun thermometer that you just point it into the grill, and it'll tell you the exact temperature. Ali was mentioning the gloves there. Yeah. You get the ones that go up above your elbow, so you can put your hand basically right in and not get burnt.
Yeah, true. Like, just any listener out there, definitely don't be putting your hand into any fire out there. But if you have the thermometer that does on the outside, of course you can read the temperature or the thing. If it's a smoker, you'll have a thermometer on the outside.
Yeah.
When we're talking about thermopins, you can go online, you can buy a really reasonable price thermometer to probe your meat and double check your chicken. But overall, look, I guess you have to sacrifice a few cuts of meat, unfortunately, to, you know, if you mess up, it's okay. It's forgiven. But trust me, once you start to do it after 3 or 4 cuts of meat, you'll still eat it. You will be a professional, better than me.
Yeah, well, look, it's a great subject, a celebration of barbecue. It's on this weekend. It is the big grill. It's worth going out. I want to thank my contributors, my guests, John Rennan from Pitt Brothers, also Ali Dunworth, the food blogger and writer, and David Alka, got his name right, which I know he's very pleased about. Thank you for joining us. I will be barbecuing the turkey again this year, Ali. So it'll be about the 10th year in a row. And you can't afford to have a disaster with the Christmas dinner. All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.